carpet, vinyl, hardwood, laminate, and ceramic flooring, but nothing for turtles.
So you don't have something for everyone.
Well, a turtle doesn't count as someone.
Don't you like turtles?
Sure, we like turtles, but we don't have any turtle flooring. Maybe you should get your friends to help you hunt for your turtle.
I don't think you really like turtles.
Clark Carpet and Tile, 3302 West 6th Avenue. People forget how fast you did the job, but they remember how well you did it.
The On-Air Chat with Steve Souter, Wednesdays at 10:05 a.m. on KVOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM. Live and local.
We couldn't do what we do without you.
My radio station.
Thanks for listening. 96.9 FM, 1400 AM, KVOE, live and local.
KVOE News, live and local.
KVOE News time is 8:14, 63 degrees with cloud cover, just under 9/10 of an inch of rain here at the KVOE studios. Some places getting as much as an inch and a half, and the full totals are online right now at KVOE.com. Hometown Pie Company did extremely well, you could say the least, in the Coolest Thing Made in Kansas contest through the Kansas Manufacturing Council. In fact, it won yesterday, and owner Wanda Chafin joins us here as we continue our 8:05 newscast this morning.
Wanda, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. Did you get any sleep last night?
Very little.
Very little.
My phone was crazy last night.
I bet it was. Yeah, just off the hook, I would assume. Well, congratulations. First, Wanda, let's get your reaction when you found out and they unveiled the winner of the Coolest Thing in Kansas. What was your reaction?
Honestly, I sat there. I was a little in shock, and I had to just let it sink in for just a minute. And I was like, oh, my gosh, I cannot believe we won this. We actually won. And it did. It took a little bit, and I had to compose myself so I didn't cry. And it was a little bit emotional, but I was successful and did not break the tears out. So that was a good thing. Yes.
You'd mentioned when you joined us last week that honestly you didn't feel like you'd be even part of this contest on the different types of businesses that were involved here. To what do you credit the success through the contest?
Social media and the following that we have, and I'm assuming that it's that, because that's what we used was social media to put the word out there about the Pike Shop being in the competition. And then we do have a pretty good following, and apparently people love our stuff. So we did very well, and I'm very proud of where we've come with this.
Well, you should be. Again, Wanda Chafin, owner of Hometown Pie Company, Neustron, winner of the Coolest Thing in Kansas competition, and just, of course, announced last night. So what was the setup like where this was all taking place, Wanda? I mean, what went into the announcement and how things were unveiled?
Well, at the very end of the summit, the four finalists, we were on a stage, and they asked us different questions, and then people in the audience could ask questions as well. And then they got to the end, and they announced it, and it was just like, oh, my gosh, yes, yay, we won.
You'd mentioned
it. I still think the coolest thing about it is that the first year it was EMP in Coffee County, and we're in Coffee County, and that just shows for our small little county right here locally that we do have some nice industry right here for people, you know, to employ people. So that is very humbling to be a part of that.
You'd mentioned here last week as well about the run-up, I guess, and the amount of specifically business interest that had developed here over the last, I would say, probably 3 to 4 weeks, really, in the heart of the contest. Given the fact that you've seen that already, and I'm assuming you're getting more of that here to close out the week, how do you maybe change your business game plan here going forward to take advantage of this short term?
Well, while we were there, there were other businesses that were at the summit as well. And Kansas Manufacturing Solutions was there, and they did talk to us about, you know, our process and stuff. And after the first of the year, they are going to come here and take a look at what we do so that we can make more pies cost-effectively but still maintain the quality that we have because that's the most important part. We still need to maintain that quality that we have to and still gain more pies that we need to be able to produce. So that is going to happen after the first of the year, that they're going to come and see us.
Yeah, Wanda Chafin, owner of Hometown Pie Company Neustron. Well, I know we talked to you the last time we had you on about your business mm-hmm. in Neustron. Well, let's go ahead and quickly let people know again exactly how things are done at Hometown Pie Company. What exactly do you have as far as where the ovens are housed and how this process works at the Hometown Pie Company?
Well, like I said before, we have two large ovens, but now I don't think those two large ones are going to be big enough. And we do have a pie press, and we've got some other cool toys. We have what's called a unifiller that puts the topping onto our cream pies, and we have a couple large mixers, which are not going to be big enough after the first of the year, I'm pretty sure. So that's the larger equipment that we have. We usually take one day and we work on the crust for the pies. The next day we make the pies. We do cheesecakes a couple days a week. We do cream pies one day. And we have to manually put our labels and stuff on our packaging right now. We don't have a machine that does that. So that's all, every bit of what we do right now is all hands-on, every single pie and cheesecake that we make.
So you make the pies and then you freeze them, is that correct?
Yes. Everything that we have has to be freezer stable, so everything goes into our freezers. So our fruit pies, when you go out into the a grocery store or wherever it is, we have these. They're frozen, and you take that fruit pie home, and you bake it yourself so that you get the freshest pie possible. You don't want a pie that's been sitting on a shelf for 4 or 5 days. You know, your crust is going to be soggy on it. You want the freshest one that you can get. Our cream pies and cheesecakes are also frozen, and you just put those in the fridge and let them thaw when you're ready to have some dessert, and they'll be ready for you.
Outstanding. Well, so, congratulations again, Wanda.
This is huge
news, obviously, for you and for Coffee County businesses as a whole.
Yes, it is. I'm very excited. Very excited.
Well, once again, we want to let people know, do you have a website, Wanda?
We do have a website. It is hometownpiecompany.com. On the website, it lists all the different pies and cheesecakes that we make. It lists all of our locations that we have pies at. And it talks a little bit about the history of Hometown Pie Company and how we started. And it talks a little bit also about fundraiser opportunities that we do for the kids and stuff for the surrounding areas.
Well, and we need to work. We mentioned this last time. We need to work on getting a Hometown Pie Company outlet here.
We need an outlet here. Yep.
So you can log.
We do. Yeah, yes.
HometownPieCompany.com, and all the outlets here in the area are listed. And we need to get one of those pies so we can try that. Well, Wanda, hey, congratulations again. Great news.
Thank
congratulations,
you.
And we'll be in touch down the road.
Thank you so much for having me.
Have a great day, Wanda.
You too. Thank you.
Yeah, Wanda Chafin, who is owner of Hometown Pie Company, the coolest thing in Kansas, Chuck.
Yes, the coolest thing in Kansas. The second straight year, Coffee County Company has won that. Don't forget, too, we're just getting started on the 8 o'clock hour. We've got three interviews coming. Public Library Director Robin Newell will be the Newsmaker 2 guest here in just a second. We unofficially have a 3 and a 4 coming here as well. The 3 would be the United Way of the Flint Hills Community Partner Spotlight, as Abby